welcome to this Monday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, last Friday we began a discussion about the money map and didn't get too far in our journey, but covered some very important things. I think in this opening section, let's take some time to recap what we covered on Friday and get our listeners up to speed.
Well, Dave, the money map is one of the favorite tools of our listeners, and in fact, they ask us to talk about it some more. And so we've been doing that, and I do encourage everyone to pick up a copy of it and to begin to fill in the blanks and to follow it and use it as a chart and a guide. But what you'll learn when you get your money map is that we encourage you to define your life purpose. That's the target or the trajectory of your life. That's where you're going, what you're hoping to achieve. Because if you don't have that, you're going to end up basically just serving money. And then to begin to increase your generosity, become a generous person in every possible way. That'll break the grip that money has on your life. Money has inertia. And generosity starts to break some of that inertia. And then you get to destination one, and we've said get a spending plan. Become intentional and purposeful about where the money's going to go and start to save $1,000. And then, of course, Friday we talked about some of you may need to go on defense and carve that $1,000 out of what you currently earn. But others, the best solution is going to be to have a strong offense. Find a way to earn that $1,000 and get it set aside. And one of the things we talked about is you can hear people say that, and you're on the other end hearing it going, look, I've been trying and I can't do it. And the core issue is a spiritual issue. It's the issue of self-control. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the paradox that self-control isn't me controlling self. It's the Spirit of God controlling me. And that was very, very important to remember, because without that, you'll never make progress. When I was in college, Dave, I saw a guy juggling. He was very, very good, and it looked so complex and so hard, and he was just so good and fast. It made it look easy for him to do it, but it looked hard for me to do it. And that reminds me of finances. People start to see, oh, you do that well because you're just good at it. But the truth is, this juggler taught me one simple lesson, that when you have two balls in one hand and one in the other, there's the idea of a transaction. You throw them in the air, and then they end up switching hands. One moves over here, two move over here. And if you can do one transaction right, you can juggle. You just keep doing it over and over and over. And that's why destination one is a transaction. If you get it right, you can keep doing it.
Well, we're going to jump to destination two right after we take a break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced, biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, for the last couple of days, we've been talking about the money map. We talked on Friday about destination one and some of those items we need to do to prepare for the journey. And actually, on the back of the map, there's some other information that I think is important for our listeners to know that are really important items to take care of prior to starting the journey. Now, let me just go through those quickly. Number one, you need to execute a current will. Number two, you need to evaluate your career and your income potential. And number three, if you have children, you need to begin teaching them God's way of handling money.
Well, Dave, that really is an important issue because it helps to prepare the next generation not to go through some of the things that, you know, the current generation is going through. And we're going to talk about that very topic with Chris Tardaman for the next 2 days.
Yes, we are. And I am looking forward to those programs with Chris. Number four, we need to acquire some basic insurance. Now, depending on your needs and your age and your financial ability, that insurance would cover everything from auto to health, life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care as well. And then finally, if your employer has a match for your retirement fund contributions, you should begin saving for that retirement now as long as you can continue to make consistent progress on the journey. Again, the money map is found at crown.org right there on the home page. If you go to the left-hand column, go down about halfway, you'll find the money map shield, and you can begin your journey there. Well, Chuck, let's jump into destination 2 on the money map.
Well, we covered quite a bit about destination 1, and then you covered some of the preparation items that we recommend that you do if you're able to do those things. But let's go back and let's keep this very, very simple. Starting with destination 1, you're going to develop a spending plan, learn to be live with self-control, and then to save $1,000. And I said earlier, it's like juggling. If you can do that transaction, live on a spending plan, save $1,000, then you keep the transactions going and it starts to really gain momentum and look really, really cool when it starts to happen. So you get to destination 2 and some of the same things are going to occur, but now you're going to take that momentum that you've established from destination 1 and pay off your credit cards and save a full 1 month's living expense. That's the recommendation for destination 2.
Yeah.
So on destination 2, we always get asked, should I pay off the credit cards or save the 1 month living expense first? You know, it's which do I do first? Well, the reality is that you're not going to be able to earn much interest on that savings right now because the interest rates are coming down. So you probably are paying a lot of money on some of your credit cards, some of those balances. I'd pay off the high interest credit card balances first. And if you can, simultaneously save towards that 1 month living expense goal. But if you can't, get rid of those high interest credit cards. You know, I just want to make a note about credit cards. Here at Money Life, we're not against credit cards. Ann and I carry credit cards, and we actually appreciate them because we get a little perk from them every month. We pay them off. We don't carry any balances. We don't pay any interest charges, but we get reward miles for flying. And that's what we use for our kids to go with us and to fly our older children back to see us because we don't live near all of our family. And so we really like using our credit card, but as I said, we exercise self-control. If you don't have self-control, credit cards are a bad idea for you. But if you have self-control, they can be a real plus. Now, later in the program, we're going to give some real practical solutions for how to pay off the credit cards and how to save 1 month's living expense. But I want to go deep on an issue that I think is the most crucial issue for being successful at destination 2, and that issue is contentment. Without contentment, you will never be able to get through destination 2. And in some ways, it's a twin to self-control. Self-control and contentment seem to go together. And I just want to look at what the scripture says, Dave. I'm constantly reminded that the Lord said in 1 Timothy 6, as Paul wrote to Timothy, that godliness is not a means to financial gain. That when you surrender your life to the Lord, that there's no promise whatsoever that that's going to mean you're financially rewarded. Now, his principles do promise that if you live by them, that there are things that we gain from God's principles. Some very, very direct statements, such as all hard work leads to a profit. That's one of the direct promises of God. If you work hard, you will profit. But it's not because you're a godly person. But if you're a godly person, these are qualities you want to have. These are things God will teach you. So let's talk about contentment. Paul said, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. And people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And so you should never set your goal to be around money. You should set your goal to live contented. And where does contentment come from? That's a mystery to so many people. You hear Paul write these words and you say, okay, but I'm not content. I'm miserable. I have a desire for more. I need more. And how do I be content? Contentment comes when your heart has been gripped by God. In other words, it's just like my children. I have two young boys at home still, and they can get so consumed with toys. They want to play with their toys. They want to get more toys. They want to fill the house with toys. But when I come home, they drop the toys and they run to me and they want to be with me. They just want to play. They just want to interact. They want to be together. And when we move our eyes off our toys and onto the living God, then we can be content. We can experience that God is real and that we are called to enjoy Him. I love how Paul ended his charge to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6. Later on in the chapter, he says, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. And listen to what he said. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to Him be honor and might forever. Amen. He just kind of opened his heart to Timothy and he said, I am impressed and consumed by God. Keep your eyes on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's where contentment comes from, not from money.
You're listening to Money Life with Chuck Bentley. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, Chuck, let's jump to Destination 3 on the Money Map. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, we've been talking about the money map, and we've gone through Destination 1 and Destination 2. By the way, if you don't have a money map, you can go to crown.org, and there on the home page, about halfway down on the left-hand side, you'll see the money map shield, and you can click there to get your own money map. Chuck, we're at Destination 3. Take us there.
Well, Destination 3 is to get the rest of your consumer debt paid off. And so at 1, you establish that you can live on a spending plan using self-control to save $1,000, be very intentional about where you spend your money so that you can have a cushion. And then number 2, start paying off those credit cards and save 1 month living expenses. And by the time you get to Destination 3, it's a little bit more of the same, but you become intentional about paying off your automobiles, any furniture, student loans, everything except your home mortgage. Get all consumer debt, what is probably non-secured debt, get it out of the way and increase your savings to 3 months living expense. So as I said earlier, it's like juggling. If you can do the transaction, one transaction, and keep the transaction going, then you can get through Destination 1, 2, and 3. That's how you do it. We also mentioned that there are almost twin characteristics between self-control and contentment. Contentment allows you to create margin, and you can just stop all the negative behaviors and start having positive behaviors. You know, Dave, discontentment is a very subtle thing, and it just kind of creeps up on you. Tozer said that in the heart of every man, it's really a monstrous evil, And the evil is simply this. We cry out, mine, mine, mine. We want it. It's not enough to experience it or to enjoy it for a little while. We actually want it. And it reminds me of what happened to Ann and I. A friend recently gave us an opportunity to stay at their home for the weekend on a lake. And we had a great time. I mean, we went, we took the boys, we just enjoyed it. It was no cost to us. It couldn't have been any nicer. What a great gift this friend gave us. We were able to relax and just really hang out. And you know what we started talking about when we left? Wouldn't it be nice if this were mine? If this were ours? And I thought, how weird. I just got to enjoy it. But now I'm thinking, I would like one. And we tend to subtly allow that to creep up on us. And one of the things Ann and I have started to live by is because it helps put all this in perspective, is that it's not what you have that's important. It's what has you. You know, things are not evil. That lake home is not evil. But if it has me, if it becomes the focus of my life, if acquiring it and having it so I can say it's mine and I can't even enjoy it if it's somebody else's, then it's got a hold of me. I do not have contentment. And I'll start to order my life around acquiring so that I can say it's mine. Now, remember, it's not evil to have those things, but it is evil to purpose your life just to acquire things. Now, when Paul says to live with contentment, he's not saying live with complacency. He's not saying that you don't work and that you don't advance. So there's a really big difference. Paul's not saying that poverty is better than prosperity. He's saying contentment in all things. Be content with what God has entrusted to you. And that's not complacency. As we said earlier, the Proverbs say all hard work leads to a profit. So if you want to get through destination 1 and destination 2 and destination 3, you've got to work at it. You know, go to work. Make it a goal so that you'll be free to fulfill God's purposes for your life. Now, let's talk about a few practical things. If your heart's right, you're experiencing self-control as a fruit of the Spirit, you're content with where you are, and you want to make these steps, there's some practical tools. You can use the envelope system. You can use the electronic system we call Crown Envelopes, our Money Map software. You can do automatic transfers. You can find a friend to be accountable to. You can get in a Crown Bible study in your church group. There's all kinds of ways to make progress, but the main thing is to get started. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to take responsibility and work at it. Now, I came up with just a little short thing for our listeners, Dave. I call it the 5 daily W's to remember on your money map journey. Number 1, get in the Word. Renew your mind by God's Word. You'll fall in love with the Lord. You'll put your mind on eternal things, and you'll experience contentment. Number 2 is water. I think if you're going on this journey and you're trying to save and you're trying to live self-controlled, drink more water. You'll be less anxious. You'll be less restless, and you'll feel better. Number 3, walk. Get out every day and walk. We're so busy, we don't even have time for ourselves, but walking will clear your mind. You'll calm down. You can talk to the Lord, and you'll just start to feel more in touch. And number 4, work. Find ways to earn more money. Ask God to give you insight and creativity for what you can do to earn more, to get on this journey through destination 1, 2, and 3. And then number 5, wait. There's nothing like patience. Steady plodding brings prosperity. I love the little marshmallow study done in the 60s of 4-year-old children. The 4-year-olds were given a choice between having 1 marshmallow now or having 3 20 minutes later. And those kids who chose the 20 minutes later, who were able to delay gratification, excelled in every area of their life as they tracked them over the next 20 years. Because it's such an important quality. Wait. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. He will deliver you. He'll take you on this journey. Get in the Word. Drink more water. Get out and walk. Go to work and wait and see what God will do.
Well, Chuck, those are certainly practical steps to take, the five daily W's, and you'll find those on the web at crown.org. Also on our homepage, about halfway down the left-hand side, you'll find the Money Map Shield. Click on that to get your own copy of the Money Map. Well, Chuck, we're going to take a break, and we'll continue our discussion about the Money Map when we come back right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we've been talking about the Money Map today, and in this last segment, give us an overview of the last three destinations.
Well, Dave, we hoped to lay a foundation for destination 1, 2, and 3, not only with some practical tools and some steps, but also with the spiritual tools where a person that's really stuck in those early stages could start to move forward and really get out of the rut. Some people are actually going to start at destination 4, 5, or 6. In other words, they're all. We've been talking about things where they're already completed in their lives.
Right.
But here's what number 4 is: that you begin to save for major purchases. You break the cycle of going into debt, immediate gratification, pay it off in the future, that kind of thing. And you begin to save, and you begin to wait until you've got the money to buy things, and you stay out of the trap of consumer debt. Destination 5 is you buy your home, and you become an investor. It's interesting because so many people jump to the step of buy a home and begin investing, and they've not even done step 1, 2, or 3. And so they get out ahead of themselves. Some people I know are in a trap because they've got money set away in long-term savings that they can't touch, and absolutely no emergency funds, no liquidity, and no margin. So it's important to get these steps correct. And then destination 6 is that you get your home mortgage paid off. Some people would say that's a bad idea. You know, it's cheap money, it's low interest rates, all those arguments. But I've never met anybody who thought, after they got it paid for, that they wished they hadn't have done it. Mm-hmm. It's an emotional burden that's gone, and you never have to be concerned about that again. I think it's a great idea to get the home paid off, but don't jump there until you've laid this foundation. You know, a couple of other things I would recommend to our listeners is to get a money map. We've talked a lot about it. Buy one and then start filling in the blanks. Post it in your home, post it on the back of your bedroom door, somewhere where you can keep track of your progress. And then if you need to, go online at crown.org and talk to one of the online money map coaches. That's a free service. It's one of the neat things that we offer you here. We want to encourage you on that journey. And then I would hope that you would tell me about your progress. I'd love to tell your story to other people. You can contact me at chuckbentley@crown.org. That's my full name, Chuck Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-E-Y, @crown.org, and tell me where you are in the journey, how it's going, what God is doing, and let us encourage you along the way, and also to tell your story to our listeners that there's other people going along this journey with them, because we want to see you complete the destinations and be free to fulfill God's purposes for your life.
Chuck, that's great information. If you'd like to hear this program once again, you can go online at crown.org. Or better yet, sign up for our podcast. It's free, and we'll deliver this program to you each day right to your computer. Now, tomorrow, Chris Dardeman will be with us. Chris will be helping us learn how to teach our children how to handle money wisely and to steward it well. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.